It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. On this day in 2004, 71-year-old Hope Schreiner murdered her husband of 43 years, 78-year-old Robert Schreiner. Hope was tired of their relationship and wanted badly to start a new life with her secret lover, Donald. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering Hope Schreiner's murder of her husband, Robert. Let's go back to the rural town of Townsend, Vermont, on the morning of June 2nd, 2004. Seventy-one-year-old Hope Schreiner set the coffee pot on its heating pad and flipped the switch to on. Then she opened a kitchen cupboard, just as her husband, 78-year-old Robert Schreiner, shuffled into the room. Robert hardly acknowledged his wife's presence. He simply took his seat at the kitchen table and frowned impatiently, waiting for Hope to bring him his coffee. After 43 years of marriage, the pair had developed an almost wordless routine. Gone was the warmth of their early marriage, when the two of them had blended their children from their first marriages into one big happy family. Now, the elderly couple passed each day in near solitude, especially Robert. A car accident several years earlier had left him with limited mobility, alongside numerous other health problems. He relied on Hope for nearly everything, and maybe it was this forced dependence that made him frequently cranky and demanding towards her. Hope, on the other hand, was slim and spry with an active social life. While her infirm husband sat at home, she enjoyed playing tennis, volunteering at the local library, and visiting her friends. One of these friends was another Townsend citizen, 77-year-old Donald Bouret. Earlier that year, he and Hope had engaged in a sexual affair that lasted 3 months. Before it ended, Hope had developed deeper feelings. At one point, she even asked Donald if they could be together once Robert was out of the picture, but he had said no. This morning, Hope's thoughts turned, longing to the last time she and Donald had been together. As she pulled two coffee cups down from her cupboard, she imagined him going about his own morning routine. She pictured him flashing her a mischievous smile, just one last time, for old time's sake. This daydream was interrupted when Robert made a cantankerous remark from the kitchen table, telling her to hurry up. Hope's mouth formed into a thin line. Slowly, she turned her head and eyed her husband over her shoulder. As usual, his stooped frame and lackluster face disgusted her. But today, Hope felt especially angry, hateful even. She barely noticed the pile of paperwork on the counter next to her, containing the plans for a brand new house she and Robert were having built just down the road. In that moment, Hope had no thoughts of their future together, no thoughts of the family that she and Robert shared. She could only see red. Hope reached into the cupboard again and pulled down a bottle of Ambien. Then she placed several of the sleeping pills into Robert's cup. Several hours later, 911 operators received a call. It was Hope. She sounded out of breath as she explained that she had just gotten home from a game of tennis to find her husband lying unconscious on the ground outside their house. She said his nose was bleeding and that it looked like he'd fallen out of their car. When the ambulance arrived, they spotted Hope trying her best to perform CPR on Robert. The EMTs rushed to her side. They were instantly met with a sight they had not been expecting. It wasn't just Bob's nose that was bloody. His head bore small wounds, and much of his chest had been soaked with blood that was already beginning to dry. Hope seemed dizzy and distraught. One of the emergency personnel quickly pulled her to the side and gave her an oxygen mask to calm her down. Meanwhile, efforts continued to revive Robert, but it was no use. He was dead. Coming up, Hope's family and friends piece together Robert's murder. Now, back to the story. On the morning of June 2, 2004, 71-year-old Hope Schreiner slipped a large dosage of sleeping pills into a cup of coffee, which she then gave to her husband, 78-year-old Robert Schreiner. Then she bludgeoned him to death. Hours later, Hope called 911 to say that her husband had fallen outside their home in Townsend, Vermont. Upon arrival, emergency personnel realized that Robert had been dead for at least 2 or 3 hours. The blood on his body was already beginning to dry, and his head appeared to have been punctured several times. Initially, these seemed like gunshot wounds, and local police were quickly called to the scene. But the coroner's office later confirmed that they were wedge-shaped punctures, a sign that blunt force had been used. This trauma was determined to be the cause of death, but the autopsy further revealed that Robert had ingested around 70 milligrams worth of Ambien at about 8 a.m. that morning, enough to sedate the elderly man. Investigators would soon learn that Robert had stopped taking this medication in April of 2004, 2 months before his death. All in all, it didn't take long for them to realize this was a case of foul play. In the meantime, Hope's community rallied around for support, but she didn't exactly play the part of a bereaved widow. When a friend, Luann Bochum, fretted that there was a murderer running around, Hope consoled her by whispering, "Don't worry, I did it." Over the next week, Hope continued to be indiscreet. Her neighbor, Diana Witchland, later said that Hope all but confessed to the murder, admitting, "I put sleeping pills in his coffee." Hope had also remarked, "I just snapped." As if this wasn't incriminating enough, Hope also asked Diana to take care of a bag of cat litter in her basement. She said it was full of blood. While Hope may have hoped her friends could keep a secret, she also sprinkled clues to her own grieving children. She admitted to one of her sons about the sleeping pills, and when her daughter, Stephanie Street, asked how Robert had died, Hope looked right through her and said, "I can't tell you." Meanwhile, police were closing in on Hope as the murder suspect. A garden rake was missing from its usual place at the Schreiner's home. Although never proven, this would have explained the wedge-shaped punctures on Robert's head. They also discovered several bags containing rags covered in Robert's blood. These had been buried inside a dog food bag and covered with cat litter, matching the remark Hope had made to her friend Diana. Altogether, the clues pointed to Hope. The day after Robert's funeral, Hope was arrested and charged with murdering her husband of 43 years. The ensuing trial split their blended family apart, but Hope's own daughter, Stephanie, was convinced her mother had done it. Nearly 2 years later, on March 24, 2006, Hope was found guilty of second-degree murder and sentenced to at least 17 years in prison. In 2014, 81-year-old Hope was transferred to a nursing home in Vermont. Officials said it was due to her terminal or debilitating condition. She is not eligible for parole until 2023. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. If you're interested in more stories like this one, check out Parcast Original, Crimes of Passion. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Mike Ramos, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Ali Wicker, with writing assistance by Abigail Cannon. I'm Vanessa Richardson.